Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team, the FAST Team. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Amy Loboda, editor of Aviation for Women magazine and FAST Team representative, Fort Myers, Florida, who is today's host.
Welcome to the FAA Production Studios Managing Safety Podcast. My name is Amy Loboda, and I'm your host today. With me, I have Don Edwards, who is the event director for the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, which is taking place right at the beginning of October. Don, how are you today?
Oh, I am doing wonderful. I appreciate you having me on.
You must be getting very excited about this event. Tell me, this is, 18 days as we're recording this, but it's a 9-day event this year?
That's correct.
Wow, 9 days worth of balloons in New Mexico. You must take over the town.
Oh, we do. This is the largest event in the state of New Mexico, and I cannot stress enough how much the economic impact is to the state and to the city of Albuquerque.
How many people do you bring in for this event?
Last year we brought in over 800,000. We've had up close to 1 million visitors over the years, you know, in 1 year, of course.
Well, and this is the 40th event, is that correct?
Yes, it is the 40th event, and actually one of the things we've got planned, and we're working on it right now as we speak, we're trying to have a reenactment of the very first Balloon Fiesta, which was held at the Coronado Center here in Albuquerque, and we're trying to invite in the 13 pilots that we can get here. We've already got about half of them committed. Of course, some of them have passed away, but we're trying to have a reenactment, and we're pretty excited about it.
Wow. So some of the things that you've got set up for this include, obviously, the Dawn Patrol. Well, that would make sense because a lot of balloons are launched early in the morning because that's one of the best times, the stillest time of day. Is that not right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you've also got these mass ascensions going on. What does it take to get all those? I mean, how many balloons are we talking about here?
We've got 555 balloons registered this year, and on both weekends and then on Wednesday we'll have mass ascensions. And the mass ascension, we literally launch them in what we call waves, and we have our field set up basically like a grid, and it'll start with row A and go down to row Z or so forth as an example. Then A will be A1 through like A10, and that's just another example. Then we'll start from row A and then launch them from that, you know, going. So they'll launch tracking to the south, so we take the southern end of the field, and then we launch them, and then it's basically like a wave you see in a football game or whatever as the balloons stand up and they take off. And as soon as the ones in row A have taken off, then the ones that are in the second wave, they'll begin their inflation process. So by the time they get to the northern end of the field, the southern end of the field is ready to go again.
That just sounds like it takes forever, though. I mean, when do you how long of a process is it to get 500 balloons in the air?
Usually we get them in the air in about an hour and 15, 20 minutes or so.
Wow.
Just depends on the day and the weather, and it usually goes pretty smooth.
Now tell me, there's got to be some very strict constraints on the weather when you're doing something like this, because you can't have swirls and dust devils and things like that kicking up.
No, that's why we fly at sunrise. Here in Albuquerque, we're known for what is world famously known as the box. And basically the box is the balloons will take off from the southern end of the field, and on the surface the winds are tracking to the south, and they'll climb up to about 1,000 feet, and then the winds are tracking to the north. And then it basically they can fly back over the field if the winds are cooperative.
Okay. Now, you say they can fly it back over the field, so as they take off and they're pushing, you know, low, and then they'll bring it right back to where it was once they get up high enough, and then they've got to drop back down to come in. So they've almost got to overfly the field and come back.
Yes, that's correct. As a small example, we had a group of balloons that flew from Fiesta Park yesterday, and I was one of them, and we Actually, I flew for 45 minutes and landed right back on the field. I probably landed a couple of hundred feet from where I took off from.
So this is part of what makes Albuquerque so attractive, I would take it.
Yes.
Balloonist. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. And the time of year seems like something that's also key. Is that a weather factor?
Yes. Yes, that's correct. And they have looked at the weather over the years. And the original event was held like in May. And so they played around with the weather and they figured out that this is the best time of the year to have it.
Ah, terrific. Terrific. What are generally the temperatures come October and out?
Usually in the mornings, it can be down in the 40s and 50s. And as soon as the sun comes up, because of the arid climate we got here, it warms up pretty quick. Because you'll see people layered in the mornings with heavy coats and everything on them. By the time the sun comes up, they're taking them off.
That sounds terrific. Now, I'm going to segue a little bit into, it sounds like you've been a balloon pilot for a long time. What does it take to become a balloon pilot these days?
Well, usually my joke is time, motivation, and money. But it's the same process as if you were going to get a regular airplane license. You have to take a written test, fly with an instructor solo, and then go before an FAA examiner to get your license. And it's called a lighter-than-air aircraft category.
Lighter-than-air aircraft category. Now, that
yes.
does not include blimps.
No, it does not. There is one distinction, though. On a hot air balloon pilot's license, it'll say a lighter-than-air aircraft with airborne heater. And if you fly the gas balloons, like you've seen in The Wizard of Oz with the sandbags and all, mm-hmm. and if you get your gas balloon license, they remove the airborne heater restriction.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting. Now, you'll have both kinds of balloons at the show?
Yes, we will. We've on Saturday, this coming the first Saturday of the Balloon Fiesta, we've got what's called the America's Challenge. This is going to be our 16th event of doing this, and we're going to have 8 gas balloons this year. We've got 4 gas balloons that will be using helium, then we have 4 that will be using hydrogen. And they'll take off, weather permitting, they'll take off Saturday evening, and it's a distance race, and whoever covers the most distance will be declared the winner.
Wow, so you've got the ground crews out after them. Do you have a specific course that they're supposed to run, or because these are gas balloons and they're kind of subject to the whims of the wind, it's just pure distance?
Yes, it's pure distance. It's wherever the wind takes them. Like last year, the winner flew up into Canada, and several years ago, we had someone that flew all the way to Florida, and they were the winner.
Whoa, that's a long, cold night aloft.
Well, they used to stay for a couple of days.
That's wild. And,
and that's all weather permitting, of course.
And do you track them with something like spider tracks or spot?
Yes. Yes, we've got trackers. And actually, they just completed the Gordon Bennett in Europe. And I was just on my computer this morning looking at the tracks and their where they landed and all that. But we'll have live trackers, and they can go right to our website and track the gas balloons.
That is just fantastic. It's something I didn't even realize was happening, this gas balloon race. Don Edwards, the event director for the International Albuquerque Balloon Fiesta, we're going to be right back with FAA Production Studios Managing Safety Podcast.
Now, let's rejoin Amy Labota and Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios.
Welcome back to FAA Production Studios Managing Safety Podcast. I'm your host, Amy Labota, and with me I have Don Edwards, Event Director of the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta. He was just explaining to us the rules on the gas balloon race that's going to be taking place, and that's, you said, the first weekend?
Yes, it'll take place Saturday evening. We'll have our pilot briefing at about noon on Saturday, and then they'll start inflating the balloons probably 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and they usually take off around sunset or so.
And this is October, the first weekend in October. Now, you've also got a couple of other cool things. We've talked about the Dawn Patrol mass launchings, but you've also got something called a Special Shapes radio. Now, talk about Special Shapes balloons a little bit.
Well, we've got this year, we've got almost 100 special shaped balloons right now. It's kind of going back and forth between 95 and 100 special shapes. And we dedicate Thursday and Friday for the special shapes. And on Thursday and Friday mornings, they, weather permitting, of course, they will launch from the field, and they're the front stage, center stage, or whatever you like to call them. And then in the evenings, we have what we call a Glodio, and all the shapes will stay on the field, and they'll tether their balloons and let the crowd walk among the balloons and get a good close-up look at them.
If you've never been to a balloon glow, you've just got to try it. One of the beauties of these balloons being generally propane heated, is that not correct?
That's correct.
Is that they light up the inside of these amazing envelopes, and so you get these shapes, kind of like the Macy's Day Parade on steroids, lit up at night. It's just spectacular.
Probably, I would say, one of the major highlights of the event. Last year, the weather was marginal, so what we ended up doing, we allowed the shapes to stand up and stay on the field Friday morning instead of fly. And it was probably the most successful morning we had, because it was probably the first time in recent memory where the balloon stayed on the field and allowed the visitors to walk among the balloons in the daytime.
Wow. Wow. And then, of course, after the balloon glows, you do fireworks. I mean, and you've got entertainment scheduled. Is that
yes.
not correct? So you've got
yes.
music and...
Yes.
So, I mean, this is a dawn to well past dusk kind of event going on for 9 days. How many volunteers do you have to make this happen?
We've got about 900 volunteers, and what amazes me, no longer than I've been here, I was just fascinated when I'd meet some of these volunteers and they'd tell me that they've been volunteering for 20 and 30 years. And they've really taken ownership of this event, and they take a lot of pride in what they do, and it's their event.
So 900 volunteers, how many pilots and crews? You say you've got 550 balloons. So.
We've got 555 primary pilots registered, but we've got probably up close to 700 pilots registered, and that's with primary pilots and additional pilots.
This is really some event. So that's why you were saying you're a major economic boost to the region. That
oh,
plus
yes.
all the spectators coming in. Do they have people camping out?
We've got campers. Actually, we've got a campground set up at the old balloon field, which is on the south side of Alamino, and which is about, oh, I'd say about a half a mile south of the main field. And so we do have a lot of campers, and it usually fills up.
Terrific. And all these people come in early. They obviously have briefings to try and make sure that this goes off safely. What is typically your the one thing that will set your radar, your safety radar, up on edge? After all this time, you've got to have what makes you sit down and say, wait a second, we need to talk about this more. What's the
yes,
one thing you watch for?
Yeah, well, last year, the Friday that I mentioned was a good example. Several years ago, we had weather very similar to that, and, you know, we try to learn from mistakes, and some days we'll have weather when we think it's going to be good, and then all of a sudden the balloons get in the air and it turns bad. And so this year, what we did on Friday, the weather forecast was very similar to something we had several years ago, and we talked about that, and we all agreed, well, you know, we look back and say, well, we should have stayed on the ground that morning. And so that's what we did this year. And we had a very safe event last year. I think we had like three very, 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 very minor incidents. No one was injured, nothing like that. So we ran a very safe event last year.
Well, you've got to be proud of that. Now, the last thing I see that really fascinates me is you also do a launch from a series of schoolyards one day out of the week. How does that work? It looks like you're really reaching out to the Albuquerque school children with this.
Yes, it's called Albuquerque Aloft, and every year we go around to every school in the Albuquerque school system, and we have our safety team that goes out, and first thing they'll do is make sure that it's suitable for balloons to launch and fly from, and then we get permission from each individual school, because some of them, they may be going through construction or whatever, where they're resodding their grass, and no, we can't do it this year, or yes, we want to. But we've got about 50 schools involved this year, and we average about two balloons per school. And one of the things we're doing in conjunction with that this year with our Albuquerque Aloft, we're trying to have a reenactment of our first balloon event, which was held at the Coronado Center. And there were 13 balloons in that event in 1972. And we're trying to invite as many of those folks as we can to come back here to witness the reenactment. And we're going to have 13 balloons that will launch at the same time as the Albuquerque Aloft, and they will launch from the Coronado Center where the original balloon fiesta was held.
Terrific, terrific. So all that timing's got to come together. 18 days, 21 hours.
You must be looking at our website. We do have our countdown clock there.
That's exactly right. Why don't you tell them where the website is so that people can get more information, Don?
The website is www.balloonfiesta.com.
Excellent. And so just balloonfiesta.com. Is there a phone number where they can reach people for information?
Yes, we've got our number here at the office, which is 505-821-1000. And we also have a toll-free number, which is 888-422-7277.
Wonderful. I have been talking with Don Edwards. He is the event director for the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, which you guys bill as the world's premier balloon event. And I can imagine for anyone who is a balloon aficionado, it really is the greatest show on earth. You're expecting upwards of 800,000 people to show up, more than 500 balloons. It's October 1st through 9th, 2011. And it sounds like the weather should be divine out there. Don, thank you for taking the time to come on FAA Production Studios Managing Safety Podcast today.
Thank you.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the FAA Production Studios, a joint effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and the FAA Safety Team. Please visit our studio website at faaproductionstudios.com to hear past programs.